Welcome to Ask Lynn, everyone. And just to let you guys know, again, you'll probably get sick and tired of me saying this, but as a professional journalist, I have to say this. This podcast feed is used for international use, and national use being the United States. And so I appreciate if you don't take this podcast feed and use it for your own. Like, if you guys want to do that, just contact me and I'll give you what you guys need. And it's probably the law deal, but just contact me. And basically what the reason why I'm saying that is because a lot of authors are getting their books scraped without people knowing. So just email if you feel like scraping a book and claiming it as your own. Please don't. Please don't. I mean, that drives me nuts along with my guest today. So please email the author and please get rights to using their words. And yes, what I just said has something to do with today's guest. I'm going to let Miss Holman and Kent take it away. And by the way, if you hear Miss Holman and Kent having a little bit of a strange accent, Miss Holman and Kent is calling in from the UK, believe it or not. So I'm going to let Miss Holman and Kent take it away.
Hello, everybody. It's Harmony here. It's lovely to be speaking to you all. Thank you for listening to myself and to Wynn. Wynn, thank you so much for having me on your podcast today. That's such a pleasure and an honour.
You are so welcome.
Thank you.
So, Harmony, I understand that you are awesome. And when did you start this journey in authorship?
Oh, now there's probably two parts to that, Wynn. I guess I've been writing ever since I got old enough to hold a crayon, and I've always been creating and making things up. But I didn't actually start writing until I got to the age of 40. So it took me quite a while to get there and make my passion to something real.
And were you in Corporate America and you just kicked the bucket on Corporate America and said, heck this, I'm going out to make my passion real? Or what inspired you to become a full-time writer? Or do you still have a day job? Or do you write on the side?
Right. I never used to have a lot of confidence, Wynn, and then I spent about 13 years in a Buddhist temple, and about 6 years after I had a life-changing injury, I came back out into the big wide world, as it were, and so at age 40, I had to start everything from scratch, find a house, find a job, you know, basically rebuild my life from the beginning, and that's when I started writing. I sat down one evening at the computer and I started and just haven't stopped since. And the biggest thing that changed in that time was having the confidence. Of course, for most of us writers, we don't make enough from our books to live from. So I do have a day job. I'm lucky enough to work from home, and I basically edit and proofread and help other authors get published. And that also is a passion that I discovered.
Okay, so, well, as you guys know, I have a funny feeling, and starting June 11th, I'm going to start the drudgery, and the reason why I call it drudgery is because it's something that all authors do not like, and they all do not like querying agents, and when I say querying agents, I'm going to start doing that to see And I know that agents will pick me up because I have a big enough platform. I've published enough books to have an agent pick me up. But I have to start creating big-time agents here, and because Harmony is right in saying that the self-publishing industry is getting tougher and tougher and tougher and tougher and tougher. And so that's why I bring Harmony Kent on and other authors like you on, because I know when you get the chance to promote your book. Hopefully it leads to more book sales. So what has been the favorite chapter, Harmony, you have written? Then I'm going to ask you, what is your favorite book of all time?
I think my absolute favorite is still the second one that I ever wrote, which is The Glade. And a lot of people have likened that to a Stephen King type book. So it's quite a scary one. And it's my biggest book that I've written. It's got the largest word count. I had so much fun writing that. The ideas were just flowing. And then it was based on the Forest of Dean in England. And when I was doing research for that, I came across, as well as ley lines through the area, I came across the Standing Stone. And the whole history of that was just fantastic. It fit right into the story that I wanted. And it really helped bring the whole book together. And then designing the book cover for it too, that was lots of fun. So yeah, I have to say The Glade is still my very favourite book.
And so should my listeners start with that book, or should they start with book number one?
No, they're all standalone books, Wyn.
Okay.
So you can read them in any order you want. Yeah.
So if you pick up one book, you get the gist of the other book.
Yes, you do. I have got a couple of series in the pipeline, but I haven't published those as yet.
Yeah. So what is your favorite book? It doesn't have to be a business book. It doesn't have to be indie author book by any means. It just has to be a book that you go back to time and time again.
Yeah, that's such a tricky one for me to answer, because I'm very eclectic in what I write, and I'm just the same in what I read, and a lot depends on what mood I'm in. Mm-hmm. I'd have to say that the book that probably helped change my life the most was called A Heart as Wide as the World. And just off the top of my head, I can't... that's it. The author was Sharon Salzberg. And she is who her book got me onto the path of Buddhism and really helped me transform my life. One of my favourite authors that I'm currently rereading every book that he's written is Stephen King. But I'm also really enjoying a brand new author, or fairly recently new author, called Tana French. And she does crime thrillers, and, you know, reading her debut novel, it's absolutely fantastic stuff.
So, The Heart as Wide as the World, and I presume that you guys, because this is a book that started Harmony Kent's journey, I presume that you guys can find that on Amazon. I know it's not out of print. So, I want you to go read The Heart as Big as the World, because that's why we're talking to Harmony today, because of this book. And Harmony took the leap. You guys know I took the leap when I was 23. I didn't know what I was doing. And so, Harmony, what is the best piece of advice you can give to someone who isn't as lucky as you to be working from home, and someone that wants to write a book, someone who's sitting in their cubicle right now or at the gym, and they think, oh, I want to be like Harmony and Wyn. I want to write books and see how I can inspire the world, and I want to live my passion as a writer.
I think that the biggest thing is don't ever let anyone tell you that you can't do it. Write for yourself. And don't let anybody else ever try and define who you are. You know, I think without finding time in life to do what drives us, to do what we love most, then we live only half a life. So you have to have some time to follow your passion.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. I definitely agree. And if you had to be educated by anyone, who would it be and why?
The first person that really jumps to mind is the Dalai Lama, because I've learned such a lot about life and about myself by, you know, following the Buddhist path. But really, everybody in my life every day teaches me. Sometimes I enjoy it and sometimes not so much.
No, no. And how, I want to ask you, because I'm selfish, this question is for me, not for my audience necessarily. How do you help authors?
Oh, I promote them as much as I can. I don't see this publishing. Promote them.
You promote them as much as you can. Well, gee,
yeah.
You have already started promoting me. Geez, like there's no tomorrow. How many, geez, I love your promotional skills there. No, I'm not kidding. Harmony promoted me on Twitter. She tweeted my last episode out to all her fan base, and that helps you guys. That helps support Harmony. That helps support me, and Harmony knows by now she is going to support herself by tweeting this episode out to all her fan base, because that only helps her raise her visibility.
It certainly does, Wynne, and I can promise that in a minute everybody's going to be fed up seeing Wynne and myself all over Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, all this retweeting helps everyone, because they see what we're doing and they see how we're doing it, and how many of you have or had a disability, but I think
yeah.
You had one at one point, so you know how kind of messed up the disabled person could be, and
yeah.
So the work that we're doing, people don't know how many millions of people or changing their outlook on. And sorry about that, you guys, my headphone just fell out of my ear. And so outlooks on life and making a better life for ourselves. And so what would you say to the disabled person listening to this podcast, Harmony, because they want to write a book now?
Yeah, you can definitely do it. I know from my own experience that I can have long spells of tiredness, much more than I ever used to. Part of that's getting older, but a lot is when you live in pain. It's draining, and so you have to be kind to yourself. You know, sometimes you just don't feel like writing, and sometimes at those times it can be good to push. But at other times, you genuinely are just too tired, and it's trying to find that balance and, you know, try and gauge what's going on. But, yeah, don't. It's not always good to force yourself.
No, it's not always good to force yourself. Now, Harmony, I am going to ask you, do you have a couple of questions for me?
Yeah, one of them, Wynne, is, I mean, I'm fascinated with what you do and really admire you. And I'd love to know what got you on your path of podcasting.
Oh, my path of podcasting? Well, I wrote a book. I wrote that book when I was 23 years old, and that book is still on Amazon. To this day, I didn't know what the heck I was doing. Now I know what the heck I'm doing, publishing books. And I wrote that book in honor of my family and gave the public, finally in my 20s, I gave the public a glimpse into Samuel Halsey. Well, of course, strange, not only did my friends and family buy the book and support this crazy journey of me now writing books, but complete strangers started buying the book. And they proceeded to say, well, how do you live this amazing life with cerebral palsy? And I said, uh-oh, now they open up the can of worms. I either have to shut the can and bury it back in the dirt or come out with my story publicly. And so that's why I came up with the podcast, because based off my book, I started this podcast.
Oh, that's a fantastic development, Wyn. I think that really good idea of doing the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, well, I hope so. I hope I'm helping people along the way.
I'm sure you are, Wyn. Yeah, definitely.
Well, yeah, I hope. And so do you have any other questions for me?
Yeah, this one's kind of a two-parter, Wyn, and it's one that...
I'll go ahead.
Yep, great. What has been your biggest challenge, and on the flip side of that, what has been your biggest success?
Well, my biggest challenge, I'm actually going through... my biggest challenge right now, my... For those of you who know this, I had a publishing deal. As a matter of fact, I still do. But my publisher proceeded to do this dance with PayPal's, believe it or not, on Saturday morning. And they proceeded to change the payment system to Google Payments. Well, unbeknownst to all of us, Google Payments is so new that they don't take credit cards yet. And Home and the Kid knows if you're paying out, luckily it was a low fee that I was paying, but every cent that comes out of your bank account for the books, you don't have that cent anymore. So basically, I flipped out. My publisher was kind enough to say, look, this is what we're going to do. You can come back and publish your next book. We can start all over again. But right now, I am thinking of Dillard still publishing my speech dictation book for you guys, and if I can find a publisher that could take a how-to book, or if any of you guys know a publisher that could take a how-to book, because this is what this is, I would be happy to speak to them. I would be happy to not necessarily query agents, because agents don't necessarily take how-to books, but that's my biggest struggle right now. My biggest struggle is finding success in the independent publishing world. I know I can do it, but it's been a challenge.
It certainly is. It sounds like perseverance is going to be the key there, Wyn.
Well, perseverance is going to be a key. And now I just have to find someone that can take a how-to book. And I know that agents, I submitted something yesterday, but I haven't heard back. That was without a query letter. My next book will be queried. And so, yeah, now I need to find a home for this how-to book. Otherwise, I will self-publish it, but I hope that I get to find a home. That's one of my missions for today, is to find a home for this how-to book. And then on the flip side of this perseverance journey, my success has been inspiring people. My success has been inspiring people to live their dreams despite their disabilities, and that's on the flip side.
Oh, that's fantastic, Wynne. I mean, you know, from where I'm sitting, you're a shining light, and good luck with all your you know, your work and your publishing and everything.
Well, thank you. And just to have someone on my team like you that promotes all authors every 2 seconds helps all authors in general, including myself, because we don't know who's going to promote us and who's going to see us off Twitter. And I'm going to try, starting June 11th, to query the Rangers UGG. And the reason why I say UGG is because half the time agents slow all of us in the trash can. You might write a good query letter and send it to the agent of a YA novel, and they might still throw you in the trash can because of they didn't like what you said. Or, so agents are picky, but I hope my agent who will pick me up is nice enough to understand that I have a disability and this is my first time doing this. And I actually have another project going on that we're codenaming the Writing Butterfly, and I am slowly but surely working on that. The first step in that is, well, I did the first step yesterday, and the first step went successfully. Now the second step is actually getting my book picked up, and so, yeah, I can actually work on this project and peace, and I will let you guys know what it is as soon as my book gets picked up. Now, Harmony, where could we find you and all your fantastic books, and how can authors contact you if they want to chat with you?
Right, well, I'm on Twitter. My name on there is Harmony_Kent, all lowercase. If you type that in, you'll find me on there. All of my books are available on Amazon. And again, if you type in my name on Amazon, it should take you to my books page and author page. I also have my own website, and that's also where I try and promote other authors too. That's all lowercase. It's harmonykent.co.uk. Used to be on Facebook, but sadly, my account on there got hacked, and after years of building it up, I just didn't have the heart to start again, so not on there, but yeah, between my website and Twitter, you can get a hold of me. My website, if you look around, you can find an email address for me, and it's got a nice contact form on there as well, and if you'd love to subscribe, I've got a mailing list too, if you'd like to follow my news and what I'm up to.
Yeah, and of course, you guys, no, I'm not on Facebook anymore either because I probably lost a thousand fans not being on Facebook, it's because of the Cambridge Analytica issue. I also did it for family reasons, so you can't find me on Facebook, and I appreciate you not putting this interview on Facebook, and I'm ready to talk about it publicly, and after years and years of building that platform up, Facebook got wonky, and then they got in the news, and Harmony and I refused to start that one again, because now Facebook has made their bed, and now they have to lie in it. And now that's all I'll say about that. But Facebook left millions of authors, including Harmony and myself, in the dirt. In the dirt. And I will say that loud and clear, and they left millions of authors in the dirt. And, of course, it wasn't very nice what they did, but we're going to bounce back up, and you guys can find me on Twitter at Wynn, Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S, and then, of course, the at symbol. And then I will let you know how this book process goes, you guys, and I hope you guys enjoy another episode of Ask Wynn with Harmony Kent and I know Harmony, as soon as she gets the link, will be tweeting this out. And please, 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 please leave a review for Harmony and I on Amazon and any other independent author you find, because all that does is help the cookie monster of Amazon show us to more people, because the more reviews we get, the better off we do in Amazon algorithms. So please, 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 please leave a review and stay up to date with Harmony. She is on Twitter. She told you guys that. Follow her on Twitter, and we'll all keep you guys updated, and she will keep me updated on her work. And I appreciate you guys listening. Bye, you guys.
Hi, Winnie, are you there?